So I've spoken to a number of press, and there'll be more today and more next week, to just reset. The Oculus has sort of helped us get access to press again, because now the whole notion of virtual worlds and virtual reality and
New
all that stuff is
technology.
kind of, it's like cool and hip again. So we can go in and say, oh, by the way, when you think about virtual worlds and when you talk about it, we
Yeah, it's
are
second
the
language.
biggest, the most successful virtual world that exists on this planet to this date, 11 years in. No one else is even close. And just trying to get that into their heads so that they can't keep talking about this stuff without realizing that we're number one and we're the most experienced when it comes to what I consider as close as to the ideal virtual world as you can come. Although I would say we're still far away, but no one else is even close to us. So we're having those chats, and we're also telling them, which I will tell you now here, that we are talking about the fact that we're investing heavily in a next generation platform, which will take quite a while to get out. So you might start seeing that in the press. And we don't say much more than that, other than we're heavily investing, we're going to hire a lot of people, and investing in a next generation platform built from the ground up to take us to another level.
Is that a
So
high fidelity thing that Philip is running?
no, he's doing something completely different. I mean, he might, he's also working on something similar, but I think we have different approaches. And
I think.
we do talk now and then. I think he's doing some things that are kind of cool and neat. The avatar facial expression stuff is kind of cool, but the problem is no one has cameras like that, so it's not necessarily a valid thing except for as a demo until more users have those kinds of cameras. But Intel and others are working on stuff, so hopefully people will soon have those kinds of cameras, so then we can do stuff like that as well. The other thing he's doing is this extremely distributed server side, sort of metaverse play. And I'm not sure why. Compute power is decreasing, and we can obviously, I think people here expecting a next generation platform working on can probably do Second Life with 20% of the sort of hardware resources we have today. We could be much smarter about it. And so I think we're going to spend more energy on trying to create an incredibly high-end experience, rather than focusing a lot of energies on this sort of decentralized metaverse sort of componentry that he's working on. So we talk every now and then. We share some notes, and we've talked about the things we maybe want to do together. For him to go build a full economy and a Linden type of thing is would be quite an undertaking, and all the compliance work we have to do. So he might look to us for something like that, and we might look at him for some other things. We'll see how things go, but for now, the things we're working on are completely independent and separate.
Yes, I think it's important to remember that not everybody wants to transport their physical self into virtual world, and that's one of the key uses of Second Life. You know, people want to express their fantasies, want to be supermodels in a virtual world, and having
You can, but
cameras, it's not always desirable.
No. I'm not saying that you necessarily want your physical persona to be transmitted in Second Life or a virtual world. You might want to be female instead of male, or what have you, or a completely different animal. Like we have plenty of examples of in this space here right now. But you might still want to express your facial expression as to happiness, pleasure, sadness. Those emotions could be transmitted regardless of the persona that you have in world. So that could still be an interesting technology to explore, and it obviously wouldn't necessarily be required. The way we're talking about it right now is that we're starting from a perspective that it's in the spirit of Second Life, but it's we don't want to constrain ourselves with the past either. So
Okay.
if that product would end up being worse or less capable, because we try to constrain ourselves to force ourselves to some level of backwards compatibility, or with regards to assets or something like that, then we would rather make it better rather than get forced into some sort of incrementalism because of the past. So obviously we want to make it as easy for people as possible to be able to migrate into this new product, whether it's their social graph, their groups, or their content. But if we find that we want to do something that is so different with regards to content or user experience that it's going to be more discontinuous, and rather than simple evolution, it might be more of a revolution where it might not fit, and then we don't want to either spend, you know, we don't want to sacrifice what the next thing can be because of what we've done so far. So it'd be great if it'd be easy for everyone to just pack up and drop in and there it is and now everything's better. But we might not achieve that. But it's still so early that it's tough to know all the answers into the details. I'm saying let's not constrain ourselves. Let's carry forward the spirit and let's carry forward the idea. Let's carry forward what it was Second Life was trying to achieve. And let's take all the things that are great, but then let's not get completely, rolled up into a ball of complexity for, compatibility's sake. So right now we're actually suggesting that it's not open source to start with. Okay. But as we think about extensibility and how you guys can contribute to making it better, it might not be that the only answer is open source. There might be other solutions to it. So it's not a requirement from day one that it's open source. But like I said, day one was like very recent. And so it's just at the beginning. And actually right now I've already missed the first half hour of the demos from the first sprint, which people showing geeky stuff downstairs that some things are starting to kind of function with the new platform. But I'm happy to chat with you guys here. This product is so early with so much complexity that we didn't want to add that on top. It doesn't necessarily mean that it might not become open source later. It might not mean a lot of things, but we're not starting open source. So I want to be just straight up with that. Well, it's obviously going to work in parallel for a long time. Okay. And I think it'll depend on the success of the new platform. It'll depend on the success of Second Life, but we have no timeline for where there would be some sort of cutover, or it might be in parallel for a long time, forever. We don't know. I think that will we have to see it play out. So there's no plan one way or the other than we're going to try and make this thing so great that hopefully if we do it so great that users just go, I'm going to go over there instead because it's much better. Then we've done a good job. If for a lot of people this is still a better place 3 years from now, then it might play out differently. So we'll see.
I think one of the things you guys are overlooking with not bringing assets from this one to the new one is people spend a lot of money on the assets they have now in Second Life. And I can't say for sure, but I know myself personally, I'm not willing to start over from scratch to just dump everything for a new grid. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars here over time.
Yep. And I'm sure whether we do it or I'm sure there will be ways for people to bring assets over, but we might. There's also a lot of content's been created in Second Life that I think should be created in a different way or could be created in a much better way. And we don't necessarily want the beginning of this new experience to be chock full of a lot of the content in Second Life that's not great. So it's kind of an interesting problem we have there. So I'm sure whether we solve it or someone else solves it, I'm sure there'll be some import, export for things. But we don't necessarily want someone to come new into this new world that can have such a whole other level of quality and fidelity to suddenly just be completely populated with Second Life content either. So
are you splitting resources like? Obviously, you're using some of your current resources, but are you hiring new people for this, or are you taking some people away from their SL tasks to do this?
We are both. So Oz will steer a group of engineers that will be fairly small in compared to what we had over the last couple of years, focused on Second Life. whereas the majority of existing resources and new resources will be focused on the next platform.
Is the new platform also going to be focused on user-generated content?
Absolutely, 100%. That's what I mean by the spirit. It's the same.
The killer feature of Second Life is user-generated content.
Yeah.
And one important thing, I think, is that, you know, many people complain, yeah, they import 200 textures into this, but you sort of need to technically allow non-professionals to be able to participate into this, because Blue Mars has tried to make, you know, a virtual world high fidelity, but where only a professional who knew how to use Maya could participate, and that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think it should be kept in mind for this next generation platform is that you allow regular, non-professional, non-3D designer to be able to put a couple of cubes together and arrange their house or whatever, and not limit yourself to content generated by professionals.
I agree completely.
This next generation thing that he's been talking about had its genesis before he arrived. We've made much, much more progress since Ebbe joined us than we had made before. And I think that one of the most important reasons for that is that he asked a lot of hard questions, one of which was, who's the primary customer? And the answer that we discovered, we all agreed on, and that he has maintained as a central point of design, is that the primary customer is the content creator. That's who we really want to drive this for. And that needs to encompass a range of content creators. But that's what it's about. And that has been true of Second Life, too. I mean,
Without the content creator, Second Life would be very empty.
I really think that the key of Second Life success was a very low barrier of entry to becoming a content creator.
Yeah, I agree. Probably not till late this year or early next year that we start to sort of crack open the door for a select few under NDA kind of people to start poking around with sort of the next generation stuff. So